Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now let's face it, being healthy is our most important asset in life. If you don't have your health, what's the point of living? The gentleman that helps me discuss these things, he's the gentleman behind the scenes who puts together the topics and brings me the questions that I answer for you. He tries to put himself in your shoes and come up with the questions that you would like the answers to. So his name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting across the studio from me this morning. And welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc. It's a pleasure to be here today. Today I wanted to talk to you about, you know, we were talking that you know, everybody is concerned about their health, and most of us at some point in our lives go through some kind of health issues. Our health isn't one consistent thing throughout our lives, and one of the best ways that we have to maintain our health is to build our immune system. And today we hear about so many different autoimmune diseases, people with weakened or compromised immune systems, and for some people who have had chronic conditions or have chronic conditions, things like Lyme disease and the effects of these types of things can be really debilitating. Can you address that issue of the immune system?
Absolutely. The saddest part of all these debilitating, life-robbing conditions is none of them are necessary and all can be remedied if approached in the right fashion. And so I'm sure that's what we're going to discuss today.
Yeah, really. It is important because, you know, people are having these autoimmune diseases and they are cropping up with much greater frequency. What is going on? Why is that happening?
Well, we as a species are getting weaker by the generation as we continue to pollute our planet, our food, and our lives, which is causing the body to break down and become unable to recognize how to function properly. And one of the conditions that is getting bigger, like you said, is autoimmune disease. And that's where the body actually attacks itself because it doesn't recognize itself as itself.
Really? It's attacking itself?
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, this time of year, we're into September now. It brings us to the time of year that's governed by what in Chinese traditional medicine is called the earth element. So what are some of the properties related to the earth element?
Well, earth is a balance of both yin and yang, the feminine and the masculine together. Its motion is inward and centering, and its energy is stabilizing and conserving. It is associated with the turn of each of the seasons with the damp. In Chinese thought, earth is associated with qualities of patience, thoughtfulness, practicality, hard work, and stability. The earth element is also nurturing and seeks to draw all things together with itself in order to bring harmony, rootedness, and stability. Other attributes of the earth element include ambition, stubbornness, responsibility, and long-term planning.
So I want to relate this to the immune system. And one of the things in Chinese traditional medicine theory is that the earth element relates to the organ of the spleen. And the spleen is a kind of an interesting organ, but one that many people in Western medicine don't seem to consider of vital importance. And I hear about quite a few people who have had their spleens removed. What does the spleen do exactly?
Well, it serves as a recycling plant for all blood, is a source of immunity to help the body fight off infections related to bacteria that can cause pneumonia or meningitis and those sorts of things. It also becomes inflamed when one has a condition called mononucleosis.
Mm-hmm. Where is the spleen located?
The spleen is located under the rib cage and above the stomach in the left upper quadrant of the abdomen itself.
Now, I understand that red blood cells are formed predominantly in the blood marrow, but I also understand that the spleen has a major role in the blood red blood cells. So is it also building blood for the body?
The spleen acts as a blood filter. It controls the amount of red blood cells and blood storage within the body, and it helps to fight infection. That's essentially what the spleen is doing as far as the red blood cells go.
So how exactly does the spleen help fight infection? I mean, if it's taking out old blood red blood cells, that's kind of interesting. But it also does. How does it help with infections?
It doesn't actually build blood, but it does help to recycle the blood. When old blood cells pass through the spleen, they're broken down, and the spleen helps to reuse different parts of the blood itself, like the hemoglobin, the iron portion of the blood, etc., for building new blood. Now, when one has an infection, whether it's viral or bacterial or even parasitic, the body has trouble clearing. The spleen stores the cells to isolate them from the other areas of the body to prevent the potential of health concerns.
So that kind of leads me to my next question, because I've heard that the spleen can become enlarged. Is that part of what you're talking about?
That's exactly what we're talking about. When the spleen gets overrun with stuff and it gets inflamed itself, then you're going to get enlargement of that spleen. If it's a little bit enlarged, that's okay. But if it gets grossly enlarged, that means that there's pathology going on within the spleen itself.
Mm-hmm. So it's not able to do its job, I presume.
Correct.
So what are some of the health concerns that arise due to a spleen that is out of balance? You mentioned mononucleosis.
Liver dysfunctions, cancers, blood diseases, lupus, the cytomegalovirus, which is what causes, the mononucleosis that goes on within people, what's known as the kissing disease, et cetera, and it's transmitted through saliva exchange, those sorts of things.
Hmm. Now, we mostly think about red blood cells and white blood cells, and we need both types. Do they actually serve different functions in the body?
Well, the red cells are for transportation of vital nutrients for the health of the body and feeding the body and taking out the garbage for the body. And now the white cells themselves are about attacking foreign invaders, your bacteria, viruses, parasites, and other pathogens. So the red blood cells is about, supporting normal function and feeding of the body and taking things to and eliminating things from. And then the white blood cells are there to fight off infections.
They're the infection fighters. But, I mean, if somebody has a suppressed immune system or an autoimmune health condition, does your spleen have any role in building the antibodies to fight that infection?
Well, when exposed to a pathogenic organism like a bacteria or a virus, etc., it develops an appropriate response cell to satisfy the solutions of the problem, and these cells are called lymphocytes.
Lymphocytes. Okay, so now the red blood cell really has a major role in, as you said, filtering the blood. So it's actually removing the material that your body doesn't need.
Correct. That's exactly what it does. And it acts as a filter to help remove the unnecessary, the unwanted garbage, and, you know, also to carry the nutrients specifically to, like, oxygen or other nutrients necessary for body to function. And when it drops off the oxygen, as long as it's there, it picks up a new passenger called carbon dioxide, which then brings to the lungs for expelling from the body.
I see. And there are a number of different filtering organs in the body, and all of them are necessary because one of the things that we have to deal with in this world is that you bring things into your body, but there's a certain amount of it that is a waste product, and some of that waste product, once it gets into the blood, actually has to be filtered.
Correct. And so you got three internal filters. You got your liver, you got your kidney, and your spleen. And then there's your three external filters, which filters things from getting into the body, and that would be your lungs, your large intestine, and your skin.
Oh, this is really fascinating conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to ask you a number of other questions about the immune system.
Absolutely, but please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are talking about the immune system and the organs associated with the immune system. And I think we just finished talking about the spleen.
Yeah, we did. In our first segment, we were talking about the functions of the spleen, which helps to build and mostly filter red blood cells. But there's a second organ that's also related to the earth element, and that's the pancreas. Where is that located?
The pancreas. The pancreas is an abdominal organ that's located behind the stomach, and it's surrounded by other organs, including the spleen, which we just talked about, the liver, and the small intestine.
And what is the function of the pancreas?
It makes enzymes to digest proteins, fats, and the carbohydrates in the intestines, and it produces the hormone insulin and glucagon.
And what is insulin?
Insulin is a hormone that is made by the pancreas and is used by the body to regulate blood sugar levels. It takes the circulating blood sugar and puts it into the tissues for use or for storage, depending upon what the body's doing at the time.
And if it's storing it, that really relates to weight gain, and that relates directly, I think you say, to sugar consumption. Is that because insulin itself actually a fat-storing hormone?
It does when there's excessive sugar in the diet, and if the body cannot burn all that's coming into the body, then it converts it over to triglycerides and stores it as fat. So we got to be very mindful of the amount of carbohydrates that we're eating.
Mm-hmm. And the pancreas is getting a lot of attention these days because it relates so critically to diabetes.
And that is true. Unfortunately, it's not the main culprit in diabetes, although the standards of care in our system focus on it as the cause of diabetes, making diabetes a lifelong condition. Diabetes is really a liver concern, since the liver controls how the pancreas functions, but you'll never hear that from your endocrinologist, and the medical profession is still promoting that diabetes is a pancreas issue, even though it's controlled by the liver.
That's so interesting. Now, and a lot of problems result from having a pancreas that isn't working properly, though.
Yes, and this is due to the dysregulation coming from the control of the liver.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of us have heard probably at this point about pancreatic cancer. It's a particularly deadly form of the disease, and I'm sure our listeners want to do everything they can to lower the chances of ever contracting pancreatic cancer. Are there things that people can do to avoid this or any other pancreatic malady?
Absolutely. It's called eat a balanced diet, avoid the carbohydrates found in all packaged food, keep the liver free from toxins, don't overutilize any carbohydrates themselves, take cinnamon capsules when eating meals heavy in carbohydrates, because that will help to regulate the sugar balancing mechanism so that you're not getting the highs and the lows and stressing your system out.
Cinnamon, really?
Yes.
Well, that's so interesting because, of course, most of us probably think of things like cinnamon toast or cinnamon candies, and those would be associated with sugar, but you're talking about it actually helping your body to deal with the sugar.
Yeah, not mixed with sugar, but just cinnamon itself helps to regulate, your sugar control mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we're talking about the immune system, we've been talking about the pancreas and the spleen, but isn't really the major source of your immune system found in the microbiome in your gut?
Yes, 70%+ is located there, and that's why it's important to make sure that your microbiome is working and that the things that are supposed to go through the way that they're supposed to go through is maintained properly.
And how do you maintain your microbiome properly?
Balancing your microbiome will help every aspect and every part of your body and its health. So you want to do that by limiting the amount of carbohydrates that you're eating so that it doesn't overfeed the yeast and the candida that are found within there. And you want to make sure that you're on a probiotic on a regular basis. I recommend a person take a probiotic every time that they eat.
Now, this candida and the yeast that are there actually need to be in the gut, don't they?
They do.
So the problem becomes when they become out of balance. So we're always talking here, you and I are always talking about the balance of your health and the balance of your nutrition and the balance of your, in this case, your immune system.
Yes.
So in order to do that, there's the probiotic, there's reducing the amount of carbohydrates that you're eating. What other things do you need to do in order to be able to try to develop and build that healthy immune system?
Well, we got to decrease the amount of carbohydrates that a person eats. You don't want to eat the completely refined and processed carbohydrates, the ones that have a long shelf life, that sit in packages, that you don't have to eat today, that never perish. You want to eat the kinds that are perishable. Everybody knows that once you pick a fruit off a tree, that the nutritional value in it slowly deteriorates over time. So you want to eat your fruits fresh, not fruits that were picked prior to being mature, and then let them mature within the store, and then you take them home, because that's not the same value as if you pick something yourself. But, you want to eat real food. You want to eat perishable food. You want to stay away from the non-perishable carbohydrates that have long shelf lives.
Now, another thing that you talk about quite often, and in terms of health and in terms of relating to the organs, and you mentioned this earlier in the program, is the emotions that are associated with your immune system. So what are some of those emotions, and how do we deal with those in the terms of maintaining that immune health?
Well, low self-esteem stresses the spleen pancreas out and causes one to reach for the death drug we all consume too much of, the what I call sugar. And so low self-esteem, lack of control over events, feeling a sense of hopelessness or despair, these are the types of emotions that affect how the stomach, spleen, pancreas function. And ultimately, when you have a sense of low self-esteem and you're stressed out and you don't feel good about yourself, there's a better than 80% chance that you're going to reach for sugar.
Really? Why is that?
Just the way that our nervous system is wired and the way that our taste buds are set up.
So, I mean, we hear so much about self-esteem these days and having good self-esteem, but it seems like you're likely to be on a spiral there. You were talking about despair and some of these negative emotions that are associated with the lack of health in your immune system. So as one precipitates the other, it would seem like the emotions are going to add to that downward spiral, as well as then you're reaching for more sugar. These are the things that are going to be really affecting your immune system.
Yes, and so when we reach for sugar, we're creating the basis for a suppressed immune system. Whether it's feeding the yeast and the candida that causes leaky gut, that causes a hyperimmune response, which eventually gets depleted because you can't possibly keep up with the hyperimmune response over time, and especially if you're destroying the building blocks as they're coming in. The sugar itself is a repetitive cycle. People go with the sugar high, then the crash, so they need more sugar to pick it back up again. And it's a very addicting, very disruptive, very destructive nutrient, and we shouldn't make it so widely available to our population.
And I understand that sugar is more addictive than even cocaine.
There is some of that research out there that I'm sure you've looked into.
Now, one of the things that we, are dealing with when we're dealing with all these issues around the immune system is that, you're trying to get this overall sense of health, and the medical community is going to take a certain course with people and offer you drugs and things. But if you have an immune disease, and you go to the doctor, what are they going to do for you?
they're going to do whatever they can to try to suppress that disease. The difficulty is that the methodology of thinking in the allopathic medical world is the fact that we need to shut things off. We shut them off either by removing them with surgery or we shut them off with some sort of suppressive medication. The difficulty is when you suppress one aspect of the body, then another part of the body is going to try to compensate. And that just perpetually causes you to be chasing things as opposed to getting in front of them. If you understand the mechanism for why something goes out of balance and you restore balance to it, then you don't need the medication.
So this is really a critical component of how you approach health.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the mechanism of imbalance and doing what we need to do to address it so that the imbalance goes away and harmony is restored.
Now, if you take the approach towards health that you do, which we call a proactive approach towards health, and you're not suppressing the immune system, how does the course of actually beginning to rebuild the immune system take place?
Well, it requires a person to eat high-quality food. That means none of the shelf foods that we mentioned earlier in the show. It means drinking the right amount of water. It means getting rid of the toxic relationships that you have in your life, which causes you to reach for sugar and to feel bad about yourself. You need to cultivate a high self-esteem. You need to believe in yourself, and you need to support other people's beliefs in themselves. You need to, get proper amounts of sleep. You need to organize your life in such a way so that you're not being controlled by external factors, that you're actually controlling and initiating the way that your life goes. And these are all foundational principles that everybody needs to apply in their life in order to maintain overall health and certainly a healthy immune system.
Well, I guess my question is, what is a kind of experience that you would have if you were going from having a compromised immune system and going through the type of treatments that you would provide for a person? What are their experiences going to be? Are they going to have difficulty making these changes? Are they going to feel gradually more comfortable? What's the experience like for somebody who actually goes through this process?
Well, it depends upon how far down the rabbit hole they happen to be. I mean, if they're all the way in the rabbit hole, okay, there's going to be more work that needs to be done. There's going to be more resistance that's going to need to be overcome, and there's going to be more habits that need to change. And so depending upon where on the scale the person starts, the process is not a difficult process, but moving through the process when you're so used to doing things one way and now you have to start orienting your body to doing things a different way, in essence, you're going to have to, I don't want to say suffer through, but you're going to have to move through the resistance that you have within yourself that's coming out of your unconscious mind. You're going to have to overcome some of the emotions of low self-esteem, of lack of control over events, of worried, of not trusting, all of those kinds of emotions. And once you get in front of those emotions and you start to feel the positive emotions associated with having a higher self-esteem and taking action and feeling good about your choices and being a little bit more level-headed, then the process itself just becomes, if you stimulate the body the right way, the body gets stronger every time you do it.
And so how do you help a person through that process? Because a lot of the process is the emotional, the subconscious process, the changes in behavior and thinking.
Well, we help them deal with their emotions. We have a wonderful technique called neuro-emotional technique, which helps us to laser beam into what exactly is going on within that person's brain at the moment, what we can do to bring it back into balance and upgrade their way of thinking to a more positive way of thinking. And every single human being on this planet has to go through that process to one degree or another. And it's always interesting when you run into somebody who has a high sense of self, a high sense of self-esteem, not somebody who's egocentric, but somebody who actually just, they know who they are, then they're so supportive of their fellow humans. And they're always offering a hand up, and they're always offering encouragement, and they're always offering suggestions. And those are the kinds of people that we all would like to be. And we should all make a commitment to ourselves to become more of that every single day, regardless of where we're starting from, because that's the ultimate destination anyway.
Well, this is really a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
Well, yes, please listen to these commercials and we'll be back momentarily.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Hi, this is Doc Rick from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center and When Your Health Matters radio show. All too often, I get questions from people as to where can they go to learn some things about their health or how to improve their health or how to avoid sickness, etc. And I always say to them, don't you remember that I have free healthcare classes every Tuesday evening at 6:30 at my office in Newburgh? So I suggest that you go to my website, spineboy.com, scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you will see an icon that says free healthcare classes. This week's free healthcare class, if you click on that, it'll take you to the whole list of free healthcare classes every week for the whole year. Pick the class that works best for you. Call our office at 845-561-BACK to secure your spot in our class, and I would look forward to seeing you there and helping you to learn the things that you need to understand to restore your health for you or your family members. It's Doc Rick at spineboy.com, and call our office at 561-2225. That's 561-2225. We would look forward to serving you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, Mark and I are discussing how to build a strong immune system.
And, you know, I can't imagine that there's anybody out there who wouldn't want to have a strong immune system. It's the thing that will really keep you from being able, from coming down with any kind of diseases or be able to fight even something as simple as a common cold and be healthier more quickly. Now, obviously, this is a fairly complex subject, and not one that we're able to cover in detail over the radio show, but you offer a free healthcare class every week in your office, and you're going to be talking about building a strong immune system, and people will be able to come in there and ask their particular questions. Can you talk about that class that you're going to be conducting?
Absolutely. We actually offer the class for the next 2 weeks, so that's this coming Tuesday at 6:30 and the following Tuesday at 6:30. You don't need to come to both classes, but I make the class available on two separate weeks so that if 1 week doesn't work for you, maybe the other week does. And if you plan ahead for it, then you can come get the information. You can come get your questions answered. We'll go over the steps necessary to build a strong immune system so that you or your kids aren't having a winter full of sickness. Now is the time to do it. If you don't do it now, then you can welcome a whole winter full of sicknesses and the possibility of that. So I would recommend that you give my office a call at area code 845-561-BACK or 561-222. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. In the email, just say you want to register for the immune building class, and I will call you or email you back and confirm your reservation. And the class is free. We'll be there as long as you need me to be there, and we'll answer whatever questions you need me to answer, and we'll teach you the steps specifically that you need to go through in order to build a strong immune system.
And learning what those steps are and being able to take that process. Now, that could be something that might take somebody some time to be able to complete that process, correct?
Depending upon where they are, like we covered in the last segment, if a person's immune system is really suppressed, if they have autoimmune disease, if you know, they get lots of colds and flus, if they have lots of chronic allergies, if they have obesity, weight management issues, those sorts of things, that's obviously going to take longer for them to rebuild their immune system than it is for somebody who has never really had any health problems and they just want to know how to stay as strong as possible.
So are we talking about the process taking weeks, months, years? What kind of things might people expect?
Well, if a person's got an autoimmune disease, we can fix that autoimmune disease pretty simply. But then, again, we're going to have to go through the healing process, and that healing process could take 6 to 9 months for the really difficult situations. But on average, why we talk about building a strong immune system now is so that it'll be really strong and active when the season comes, the end of November, beginning of December.
Well, I advise anybody out there that is interested in improving their immune system and has questions to contact Doc Rick directly. You can reach him by telephone at 845-561-2225 or email him at docrick@spineboy.com and take advantage of the class. It's free. You can do it at your convenience. He is offering the class for 2 weeks. So, Doc Rick, thanks for doing the show. Thanks for having that class.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. It is my purpose to help people to better understanding with their health. I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in and for making my purpose a reality. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.